with a look at Radio On The Go Sports for a Saturday morning. I'm Dwayne Carstens reporting. We're going to start in soccer. Girls High School Regional Soccer Class 2A. We had one score here in Iowa Falls. Alden moving on. And that was their first round. 15th-rated IFA ladies who won the North Central Conference. They shut out Webster City 8-0 at Dale Howard Stadium yesterday in Iowa Falls. And now they move on to play number 14, Independence. So a pretty even matchup, number 14 versus number 15. That'll be coming up at Tuesday in the regional semifinals, 6 o'clock. And again, they'll be at Independence IFA after their first round regional soccer win in girls sub-state or postseason soccer. Yesterday also going on, a little baseball. Hampton Dumont Cal stepping up their competition, challenging themselves, going down to West Des Moines to battle the Dowling Catholic Maroons. Yes, the 4A powerhouse. And it was Dowling winning fairly easily over the HD Cal Bulldogs, 11-1 in baseball. But kind of a neat trip for Hampton Dumont Cal. They have some other neat venues that they're going to be competing at this coming summer. So stay tuned for more. And in fact, we're going to be broadcasting some of those here with Radio On The Go. Well, yesterday, big day, day two at the State Track and Field Championships. We'll turn things over with a recap. Dylan Dierberg.
Dylan Dierberg sending you in a full day recap of day two here at the Iowa Co-Ed High School State Track and Field Championships. And man, what a day it was for our local athletes. Two state champions were crowned as well from our area, and we will get to that in due time. But let's start at the top and with the first session of 4A and 1A. Teams earlier on today, and of course we just have 1A teams. We'll start with AGWSR, which had a 4x100 meter relay team, finished 24th overall in a time of 54.24 seconds. They also had a high jumper, Ava Olson, finished 20th overall with a jump of 4 foot. Beld finishes 17th overall with a throw of 100 feet 9 inches, and their distance medley relay team for AGWSR girls finished 9th overall in a time of 4 minutes and 25.74 seconds. As far as for the AGWSR Cougar boys, Darren Veld, a discus thrower, finishes 10th overall with a throw of 139 feet 5 inches. Moving on now to Clarksville, who had Jenna Myers for the girls, the only girl athlete participating today. She threw the discus and finished 19th overall with a throw of 95 feet 10 inches. For the boys, it was the 4x200 meter relay team that finished 20th overall for Clarksville in a time of 1 minute 34.5 seconds. On to the North Butler Bearcats, who had our first state champion of our time down here, first state champion of this year, and it's Kaya win class 1 championship in the 400 meter hurdles in a time of 1 minute and 4.90 seconds. That is a PR for Kaya Johnson. What a run for her. That's good enough for a state championship for Kaya Johnson. Also for the boys, Tarek Miller was throwing the discus today. He finished 13th overall with a throw of 136 feet and 11 inches for Tarek Miller. And now on to the West Fork Warhawk girls, who had Leah Weaver finishing 22nd in the 400-meter hurdles in a time of 1 minute and 12.96 seconds. Again, for West Fork, good finish for her there. And now for Applington Parkersburg, as we get into the afternoon session and to the 2A teams here, with a 100-meter hurdler, Olivia Bellows, finishes 13th overall in a time of 16.34 seconds, a PR for her. Bellows also jumped in the high jump and finished 2nd overall. And that runner-up with a PR jump of 5 feet 6 inches, so a pair of PRs for Olivia Bellows today. Also, the distance medley team for the girls finished 15th overall as the Falcons ran in a time of 4 minutes 25.23 seconds. As far as for the boys from Applington Parkersburg, 400-meter hurdler Caden Hunninger finished 11th overall with a PR time of 56.27 seconds. The 4x400-meter relay team finished 16th overall in a time of 3 minutes and 31.49 seconds. And now on to Belmont Clemmie. I told you to look out for their distance med team. They finished 2nd overall today, did Belmont Clemmie, in a time of 3 minutes and 36.22 seconds, 2nd overall for the Bronco boys. Now on to Clarion Gulf Field Downs. The girls had a triplet of hurdlers here. Well, I guess it's two hurdlers in two different events. First, the 100-meter hurdles where Kennedy Turcha finishes 19th overall in a PR time of 16.61 seconds, and Michaela Beisel finishes 16th overall in a time of 16.45 seconds. Beisel also ran in the 400 hurdles, finishing 19th overall in a time of 1 minute and 11.4 seconds. For the CGD boys, it was the 4x100-meter relay, finishing 23rd overall with a time of 45.18 seconds. The 4x200-meter relay finishes 18th overall in a time of 1 minute, 34.55 seconds. And Nevin Foss finishes 9th in the high jump with a PR jump of 6 foot 2 inches. And Braden Sawyer finishes 18th overall with a discus throw of 125 feet 9 inches. Now on to Class 3A, Hampton Dumont Cal Bulldogs were in action today. Abigail Dreyer, the 100-meter hurdler, the freshman, finishes 17th overall in a personal best time of 16.79 seconds. Shot putter Charlie Morton builds on her medal day she had yesterday in the discus throw with an 11th place finish in the shot put with a throw of 37 feet 4 and a quarter inches. On to the Hampton Dumont Cal boys, who had a pair of relays. The 4x100-meter relay for HD Cal finishes 23rd overall in a time of 44.68 seconds. The 4x200-meter relay finishes 13th overall in a time of 1 minute, 32.23 seconds. And finally, for the Iowa Falls Alden Cadets, the girls' 4x200-meter relay team finishes 23rd overall in a time of 1 minute, 51.8 seconds. For the boys, it is a qualification for Jaden Damiano, as he is qualified, finishing first in the 110 hurdles for Saturday in a time of 14.3 seconds. That's a personal best for him and finished first in qualification. Jaden Damiano also was our second state champion of the day. He was the Class 3A state champion in the 400-meter hurdles, finishing in a personal best 53.74 seconds. And the 4x400-meter relay team finishes 24th overall with the drop baton as they finish in a time of 3 minutes, 40.4 seconds overall. That's going to wrap up everything that took place today as we got you all of your qualifiers as well. Just going through one more time on some of the qualifiers for tomorrow. Again, the Dyke New Hartford girls 4x100-meter relay team qualified for tomorrow with a 6th place finish. 50.65 seconds is a PR for them, and they qualified for tomorrow, as well as the 4x400-meter relay team from Dyke New Hartford qualifying for tomorrow, placing 7th in a time of 4 minutes and 8.98 seconds. Also, the Dyke New Hartford boys 4x400-meter relay team qualified for tomorrow in a time of 3 minutes and 28.22 seconds. That's finishing 6th overall. And then again, for Iowa Falls Alden, Jaden Damiano will go for his second state title in the 110-meter hurdles tomorrow. Again, he will be the favorite for that event. That should do it for everything that took place as far as our local area here in day two. We'll be back again on Championship Saturday, but for now, that's going to do it. Dylan Dierberg wrapping up here for Radio on the Go Sport.
All right. Thank you very much, Dylan. And they will have a preview coming up during the Mort's Water Company Sports Beat that starts at 8:30. Speaking of which, let's tell you who is involved in the special show today. A lot of golf that we're going to be talking about. And we will be talking with North Butler head coach Todd Thompson, whose boys team shot a 340, finishing second at the district meet, qualifying them as a team to the state meet. After that, we'll have a short interview with West Fork golfer Noah Atkinson, who won the sectionals before finishing 9th at the district meet on Monday. An interview with Connie Butler, Rockford boys golf coach, breaking down Adam Wyburney's round at Spring Valley Golf Course for the districts. Then John Mowinkle will be talking with some golfers from AGWSR. And, well, one golfer in particular, Daniel Stahl, who made it to state individually for the Cougars, firing a 74 at Pheasant Ridge Golf Course during the district meet on Monday. And also we'll catch up with Riley Shipper from Ackley Geneva Wellsburg Steamboat Rock on the season as a whole. Cougars just fell short of getting back to defend their state title, which they won a year ago for boys state golf, but again, had a very good season and some good highlights there. And then also some good highlights for the girls golf at Hampton Dumont Cal with Coach Dustin Moorhead with the girls golf season for the Bulldogs. Starts at 8:30 this morning, again with a track and field preview for state here today as well with the guys down in Des Moines. One score we just got in from yesterday's baseball, and that is Clarion Goldfield Dawes. They were in action with Forest City, a wild game. Not quite as wild as the Hawkeyes versus Indiana Hoosiers game the other night, but Forest City wins an 11-9 battle with the Cowboys in Clarion yesterday in high school baseball. And today, along with state track and field, high school girls regional tennis. Team tennis, Applington Parkersburg at Decorah. this morning. Starts at 9 o'clock, trying to go on to state is AP against the Decorah Vikings. Good luck to them and all the athletes competing in events this weekend. I'm Dwayne Carstens reporting here with Radio on the Go. Also, congrats to the grads. Big graduation weekend. A lot of graduation broadcasts on the radio tomorrow.